April 1st, 1961, April Fool's Day. The notorious Al Cornpone Empire of the Roaring Twenties has been reorganized. Heading the new mob is Al Cornpone Jr.,
who tried to find happiness in an unfriendly world.
Although a young man, he was destined to become as famous as his father.
Just like my dad.
In his inaugural address to his gang, young Cornpone Jr. was heard to say, the headquarters for the new syndicate was Vancouver, Canada.
Where the boys are.
News of the crime wave was brought to the attention of the swinging men at 1410, better known as the Good Guys. The Cornpone mob immediately tried to bribe the Good Guys.
George, should I get the bag of beads and trinkets?
The Good Guys answered,
shame on you,
and set up a citywide dragnet. Following a lead that more of the Cornpone gang would arrive at the Vancouver International Airport, Jerry Lee Landa reported from the scene.
The plane was way overdue.
The reason being,
they may have run into some turbulent weather.
Happy Pappy was located high atop the C-Fun transmitter tower to keep tab on movements of the gang. What do you say, Al?
I always say hello.
He was quickly replaced by Brian Lord.
Baby Blue.
Another of the Good Guys. By this time, the Cornpone gang had eluded the Good Guys and was terrorizing the city. With the town in an uproar, C-Fun News quickly contacted the city hall. In a stuttering report, the mayor replied, and added this personal plea to Al Cornpone Jr.
Oh, my darling, please surrender.
In a report from Vancouver City Police Chief,
I ain't found nothing yet.
Meanwhile, back at the radio station,
I was digging my DJ show.
Frosty Force and Big Dave McCormick noticed that several of the winners of last week's C-Fun Twin Pick hits were members of the Al Cornpone Jr. gang, including their notorious leader. The postmarks on the envelopes led the Good Guys
mile up the road,
where the Cornpone mob had their hideout. The fight that followed,
battle's glorious and deeds victorious,
finally brought to an end the reign of terror.
Might as well contest.
While awaiting his trial, Al Cornpone Jr. was asked who influenced him to follow in his father's footsteps to a life of crime.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side.
The trial was held
on July 3rd in 63.
And Al Cornpone Jr. and his gang were sentenced to a life in prison.
Oh, lazy river.
With the job done and the Cornpone gang arrested, the Good Guys turned to each other and said,
boogie, 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 oh,
when asked, how was this possible?
Simple. They were corruptible.